And someone we always go to when we talk about North Ridgeville is Dale Knoll with the Lorraine County Chamber and the Visitors Bureau. Good morning.
North Ridgeville Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau.
Yes.
That's okay. I forgive you.
Hi. Craig?
Now, Dale, we've heard that after many, many years, you've decided that you've got other things to do. How can this be?
It's just one of those things. It's time to go. Time to get to the bottom of my job jar at home and tackle some of those projects, go visit my family, my sons and my grandchildren in Chicago and Houston. And matter of fact, my son from Chicago called me at 9:45 last night and said, "Hey, Mom, what are you doing on New Year's Eve? We'd like you to watch the kids while we go to the OSU-Alabama game." And oh, boy.
Wow. It says here in Carol Clear's book that you started as a part-time secretary at the
I did. Back in 1985, that's basically how it all happened. I had been volunteering on the chamber for a couple years before that as a member of their Pride Award committee. And when the position opened up to staff the office, I thought, well, I can do that. And I'm pretty connected in the city, know a lot of people, and have been handling publicity for a lot of the different civic organizations, PTAs, and things like that. And so I figured I would just throw my name in the hat, and lo and behold, 29 and a half years later, I'm still here.
You must have enjoyed it.
I did. Oh my gosh, it's a wonderful job. You deal with so many positive people. The business owners are great people to work with. The city is certainly growing by leaps and bounds, and it's neat to be on the cutting edge of everything.
And I would assume too, you've seen a lot of changes.
Oh, tremendous change in the city. When I started, we only had 15,000 people, and now we're just a tad under 32,000. So the residential growth is explosive out here. And that's what's really, really heartening when I meet with new residents who are moving into the community. They're apprehensive. They know they found the house that's their dream home that they want to move into. They want to get out of the inner area of the Cleveland metropolitan area and get into a larger home, a larger lot, better safety, better schools. But yet they're apprehensive. They don't know anything about Lorraine County. They don't know anything about the city. So once they leave my office after having a conversation or getting off the telephone, they feel much more comfortable about it. And of course, we put together welcome packets and things like that for them, and co-sponsor the North Ridgeville magazine, which includes our city map and just information about the organizations and the community in general.
Earlier today, we had Mayor Dave Gillick on.
Mm-hmm, right.
He talked about the hope that Center Ridge will be widened.
Correct.
And Lehrer Nagel will be widened, upgraded. What do you think about those projects? Would they be pluses for the community?
Oh, without a doubt. In fact, our Chamber Board of Directors has come out twice in support of the widening project. And you have to understand, our Board of Directors is comprised of bankers and business owners that have their operations along Center Ridge, and they know that they're going to be dramatically impacted. In fact, my chairman of the board is losing her entire building, and so she has to regroup and figure out what she's going to do, and yet she is one of the number one proponents of widening Center Ridge because she understands the importance of that to the growth of the city, to end the gridlock that's happening most of the day anymore. So it's just absolutely necessary.
Well, you've brought somebody with you this morning.
I did.
Who do we have now?
Good morning.
This is my replacement, Marjorie Snyder, who is in transition with me. She began a week ago, and she's making progress.
Thanks,
and
Dale.
She's got a lot to learn, and she's doing very well. She's very organized and taking notes feverishly about what it is that we do there.
This book is notes that I've. It's been a long process.
Marjorie, what are your background? A little bit of that brought you to this.
I would say I would start out with my background in travel. I owned a travel agency for 12 years in Rocky River, Atlas Travel, and I've traveled to most every continent in the world, and I'm really proud of that, and it's what I'm about. Owning a business and all along being connected to chambers of commerce. I've been officers in four or five of the chambers on the west side of Cleveland. And this is my dream job, being paid for what I've been volunteering for 15 years or so.
How are you going to replace the enthusiasm that Dale brings? You probably see every place she goes. There's a light that kind of
She's amazing. It's amazing. Big shoes to fill, let me tell you.
It's lots of caffeine.
I see. That's the secret to that as well. And obviously, yeah. Being by the phone and being able to answer the questions from all the people that are calling with questions about the community.
Learning quickly all about North Ridgeville. I've lived in Cleveland for so many years on the west side, and I know a lot about North Ridgeville, and I have a lot to learn, but I intend to be as enthusiastic as Dale, if possible.
What are some of the things that you're learning about North Ridgeville, or that might have opened your eyes to something that maybe you didn't know about?
Well, I'm learning what a wonderful organization the Chamber of Commerce and the Visitors Bureau is. I mean, they offer so many things to the people that live here that are free, and I'm learning about how many great businesses there are in North Ridgeville, and I'm really happy about learning more about the manufacturing companies in this town.
She had a real eye-opening experience this weekend with Holiday on the Ridge.
First week,
yep, getting ready, the final details for that, and going around to see many of the locations on Saturday and seeing what the craft shows are all about and things like that.
Well, so that was a good opportunity to see everything because it's such a diverse things, the places that you visit as well.
We have so many wonderful events that I'm looking forward to running and learning about.
And the thing too is we are unique in our chamber. None of the other chambers that Marjorie has ever been involved with had a visitors bureau, so she's learning all about what we do and how we handle the citywide events and things like that. So that was a good eye-opener for her last week to be a part of Holiday on the Ridge.
That's sort of unique for a city to have its own visitors bureau.
Exactly, yes. But Avon is now creating its own visitors bureau in part to handle the influx of all the hotels and motels that are moving into the city. They've got two, I believe, under construction right now, one by the new Cleveland Clinic area and then also the one over by Avon Commons. So that's a real plus for them. And they'll have some influx of income because of that, and then their visitors bureau can help to promote bringing people to the city, and certainly when the Republican convention comes in a couple years, they'll help to draw people out to the city of Avon.
I'm sure North Ridgeville can piggyback on that a little bit too.
Oh, sure. Oh, yes, without a doubt.
One left turn and you're in North Ridgeville.
Exactly. And whatever happens and impacts downtown Cleveland or at the IAC Center impacts those motels in Lorain County, and certainly eastern Lorain County especially, because people start backing down the freeways. When they can't get a motel room in Middleburg Heights, they can't find one in Westlake or North Olmsted, they're then moving farther and farther away. And so that's what happens.
And I think that's something some people at least don't, you know, think of.
No, they don't.
When you hear about the Republican National Convention coming to Cleveland, and somebody in Lorain County might say, well, who cares? But there is a spinoff to it.
Oh, without a doubt. If you remember a couple of years ago when Tough Mudder came to the city of Amherst or the Amherst Quarries, all of our motels were booked up here, and we're not, you know, in the immediate circle of where they were, but all of our motels were filled as well, and days and days, weeks in advance, because the people had to back down the freeway heading east rather than heading west. And then a lot of people flew in from out of state, so we're close to Hopkins Airport, and that makes a huge impact whenever there's any big event being held. So, and a lot of people don't know that, but it definitely impacts whatever happens in Cleveland or other areas of Lorain County, impacts North Ridgeville or any surrounding areas of the county.
Speaking of the county, too, Lorain County, quite different than Cuyahoga County in its sense. There's such a, you know, diverse, there's city industry, there's rural as well in this community as well. Have you had a chance to kind of kind of take some of that in as well when you're getting around?
Looking forward to it, learning every day. Very excited about the position. Very excited to take Dale's place and see what I can bring to the table.
Be a while before they ask for Marjorie instead of Dale after a while, right? The phone's ringing.
Probably. You got that right.
You get there as well. But I suppose you won't be too far away if there's any questions that need to be answered.
No, just at the other end of town for the most part.
She's going to hide for a while, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's as well. But we appreciate both of you coming in this morning, Dale Knoll and also Marjorie Snyder. Thank you for stopping in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce and Craig.
Chamber
appreciate it.
Visitors Bureau.